This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. About 10 years ago, the first XPRIZE was awarded. The XPRIZE was originally put together to try to get more humans into space and to create a concept of getting us off this planet and into space and perhaps someday back to the moon. Since then, there have been lots of different XPRIZEs, not just the one for suborbital spaceflight, but there's been an automotive XPRIZE and an oil cleanup XPRIZE. And now there's the Google Lunar XPRIZE, which will award $30 million to whoever can literally get us back to the moon. Andrew Barton is the technical director of operations for the Google Lunar XPRIZE and joins me now. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me on your show.
All right. What do I have to do to win the 30 mil?
It's pretty easy. In fact, there's a $30 million total prize purse, which consists of a $20 million grand prize. And to win that grand prize, all you've got to do is land a robotic spacecraft on the surface of the moon, move across the surface a distance of 500 meters, and traverse Earth high-definition video and imagery data. So pretty easy, huh?
Yeah, so my lunar lander doesn't have to come home. It just has to go there and send a signal saying, I got here.
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Why?
Not as easy as I made it sound.
No, I know. And the fact of the matter is, you know, we haven't had humans putting footprints on the moon since 1972, I think, to this country's shame and to the world's shame, for that matter. What's been keeping us from making more lunar trips, even with robotics?
Well, interestingly, the Chinese did land a robotic spacecraft just late last year on the moon. That was the first spacecraft to land on the moon for decades. A number of robotic spacecraft orbited the moon in recent years, including those from the United States. So really the question is, you know, why haven't we kept humans going back to the moon, and why haven't we built upon what happened back in the Apollo era?
Yeah.
And I suppose there are many answers to that question.
Give me a couple of examples.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it's extremely expensive to send things to the moon. Those prices are going down now. There's some exciting new innovative space companies like SpaceX who are reducing the cost of launch. And so for many years, it was prohibitively expensive to go there. To some extent, also, I think the United States won the space race back in the 60s and 70s. And so some of that incentive disappeared there. So a lot of politics involved as well.
Yeah, certainly the popularity of the space race in the 60s, once we got to the moon with Apollo 11 and then continued going there through Apollo 17, we actually did see public interest begin to wane. But I think that if we could do it again, I mean, I remember the excitement of last time NASA was able to put a lander on Mars and the rovers were able to get out and take a look there. People worldwide, and particularly online, were fascinated with that. And I think the idea of going back to the moon might create that same sort of interest.
Absolutely. That's what we think. And that's why Google and the XPRIZE Foundation, where I work, got together a number of years back and decided to launch this prize.
All right. So tell me how it works. I understand that you had a whole bunch of people who were interested in trying this, but you've narrowed it down now to five teams. Is that correct?
That's not quite correct. It's a bit of a complex story. It's been going for quite a while. The prize was launched back in 2007. And the prize money expires at the end of next year, the end of 2015. What we've done recently is launch a separate prize within the prize, if you like. It's called the Milestone Prizes. And this is to recognize teams who are making substantial progress towards their mission, but before they've actually made a launch. And so five teams out of the 18 teams which are currently registered in the whole prize have been selected to compete to win up to $6 million worth of milestone prizes, which would be awarded this year.
So you reach a milestone, you win maybe $250,000 all the way up to $500,000. And what are some of those milestones?
Right, so the milestone prizes come in three different flavors. There's the landing system, there's the mobility subsystem, and there's the imaging subsystem. And so these are three of the key technical challenges associated with a Google Lunar XPRIZE mission, and we've got five teams who've each been selected for one or more of those prize categories.
All right, but I'm curious, the three categories you just mentioned, we did that already, didn't we? I mean, we already were able to have hardware and have a soft landing on the moon. We were able to put something on the moon and or on Mars, rather, and move it around remotely. And we've been able to get pictures back from all of these places. Why aren't we taking that technology to the next level?
So what's new with the Google Lunar X Prize is this is going to be the first time that privately funded companies are exploring space. Today, the commercial space industry extends up to the geostationary belt, where we have communication satellites. Nothing is on the private funded side is going beyond that. So just like the Ansari X Prize for space tourism about 10 years ago, this is all about making private industry go into space. And when private industry goes, it tends to be a more cost-effective and sustainable venture.
They can do it better than NASA, you're saying?
I wouldn't say they can do it better, but they can certainly do it cheaper, and they can certainly do it meeting more customers' needs. NASA is fantastic at doing the very big, very challenging, very expensive, high-risk missions like the International Space Station or the Mars Science Laboratory for the rovers which are driving around on Mars. But the moon is sufficiently close that we believe that's the next step, the next milestone for private space exploration.
All right, so if your deadline is New Year's Eve of next year, we've got just over a year and a half to go, how close are any of these teams to launch?
Well, a number of teams are planning to launch in the later part of next year. We don't get a lot of insight into the team's developments until 6 months before they make their launch. That's called the Notification of Launch Attempt, which they're contractually obliged to send us. So until now, we didn't have a lot of insight. However, these milestone prizes, which we brought into the competition a bit later, are now giving us a sort of sneak preview into what some of the teams are doing now. And what we see is that these teams who were selected for the milestone prizes have made a substantial amount of progress in their technical developments for their mission.
Where will they launch from? Can they use NASA facilities?
So we have no restrictions on where they launch from. A number of teams are looking at launching from the United States. So teams are looking at using SpaceX, for example. I think United Launch Alliance is another one. And both of those companies do launch from NASA facilities, but the rockets aren't owned by NASA. They're private rockets, and those teams will be purchasing their launch just like any other service.
Interesting. Who will own the technology?
The teams own all the technology. We only get involved at the level of verifying that they've actually done their mission and promoting their work, basically.
When you talk about a signal getting back from the moon, are we going to be able to watch this whole thing as Americans? Will I be able to sit down in front of my TV set? Because I vividly remember July 20th, 1969, when Armstrong and Aldrin first put those footprints on the moon, being able to watch it in those grainy black and white images. Am I going to get to see this in high def?
You'll see it in high def a bit later, but what you will see in a modest level of quality will be what we call near real-time video. And the teams are required to send that back as soon as practicable. So it's probably within a few minutes of the touchdown, you'll start to see the images of the descent and the landing. And as their mission proceeds on the lunar surface, they'll send back the higher definition video and imagery.
Very cool. Well, they have till the end of next year to get this done, and hopefully along the way we'll be able to provide more updates for our listeners through you and the rest of the people at the Google Lunar X Prize. Andrew Barton, the Technical Director of Operations, thank you so much for joining me here today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.